Jeremiah chapter 22, In the King's House. In this chapter, the prophet is himself sent direct to the king's house. Thus saith the Lord, go down to the house of the king of Judah and speak there this word. And the word proceeds to pronounce the fates of Jehoahaz, or Shalom, Jehoiakim, and Jeconiah, Coniah, or Jehoiakin. Just a word about the names, which were all common names or variants thereof. Shalom means recompense or retribution. There were many persons of this name in Israel's history. He of this chapter was the son of Josiah, king of Judah, otherwise called Jehoahaz, which means whom God strengthens. It would seem in this case, as in the case of Pasha, God repudiated the name that signified good and substituted or used one that imported evil to come. Jehoiakim and Jehoiachin, the latter with its two variants, all mean God establishes. But there was no stability in the house of David in the hands of such kings as these. That was reserved for him whose right it is. We learn from the history in Kings and Chronicles that Jeremiah prophesied during the last 19 years of Josiah's reign. Then Shalom, or Jehoahaz, succeeded to the throne and reigned only 3 months, being dethroned and taken captive by Pharaoh Necho and dying in Egypt. Pharaoh Necho then made Eliakim king, changing his name to Jehoiakim. He reigned 11 years and was taken captive to Babylon in the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar. Then after a 3 months reign of Jehoiachin, son of Jehoiakim, Nebuchadnezzar made Mattaniah king, changing his name to Zedekiah. But Zedekiah was quite a misnomer for this man. He was no spiritual son of Zadok, which means righteousness, but a profane and wicked prince of Israel. He reigned 11 years and then was taken captive to Babylon when Jerusalem fell before Nebuchadnezzar. The word of God that Jeremiah was now to proclaim in the king's house foretold these things. Weep ye not for the dead, neither bemoan him, but weep sore for him that goeth away, for he shall return no more, nor see his native country. For thus saith the Lord, touching Shalom, or Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, which reigned instead of Josiah his father, which went forth out of this place. He shall not return thither any more, but he shall die in the place whither they have carried him captive, and shall see this land no more. Then the word of God turned to Jehoiakim, whom Pharaoh Necho placed on the throne of the house of David. He was no better than his predecessor and followed not in the steps of the good king Josiah. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, they shall not lament for him, saying, ah, my brother, or ah, sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, ah, Lord, or ah, his glory. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass, drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. This was the man who burnt the scroll of Jeremiah that Baruch wrote at the dictation of the prophet. And this was his fate for his contempt of the court divine. And hereafter there will be similar object lessons in Jerusalem, for it is written, they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. That's Isaiah 66. Jehoiakim being thus disposed of, the terrible word of God turns to Coniah, with a prophecy of whose fate chapter 22 closes. As I live, saith the Lord, though Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were the signet upon my right hand, yet would I pluck thee thence. He was to be taken captive to Babylon and to die there with his family and not to return to the land of Israel. Is this man, Coniah, a despised, broken idol? Is he a vessel wherein is no pleasure? Wherefore are they cast out, he and his seed, and cast into a land which they know not? O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper, sitting upon the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah. And so Coniah, having reigned but 3 months, was taken captive to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar in the 8th year of that king, who then made Mattaniah king, changing his name to Zedekiah. But in the 37th year of his captivity, Coniah was treated kindly by Evil-Merodach, and through him is the line to Messiah. But Jesus is not of his seed.